Dumb.
Cool.
Weird.
Podcast.
Hey. Well, welcome to the Dumb Cool Weird Podcast. We're doing it remote today. I got Nick coming in through the phone.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, so what's really cool about like this device that we own is he doesn't always have to be here. Sometimes he can just call in from home and we can talk. So today's episode is a little bit different. It's still a Movie Monday, but we're going to talk about how 80s horror movies were the fucking shit back in the day. They were really the fucking shit. Like, they were one of the last times that you saw mostly, you know,
practical effects.
Yeah, practical effects for movies. And some of the stories were just fucking insane. Like, you literally have a fucking crazy ass Vietnam vet getting terrorized by his dead buddy, you know, type of shit.
Yeah, I know. You know what, though? House, right? Roger deserved that to a certain degree. I mean, he just left his friend there to die.
I can understand that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he didn't. It's not that he was trying to get him help, but, you know, he could have at least been like when they heard the communists coming by, he could have just domed his buddy, you know?
Would have been the right thing to do.
Yeah, like, oh, well, I can't save you, so let me just jam this knife in your head real quick.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's kind of interesting how, like, a lot of those movies back in the day were just fucking ridiculous. You know, one movie that comes to mind, there was a movie called Sleepaway Camp, and I'm sure we're going to watch it, but it had one of the most, like, have you seen this movie?
You know, I've seen so many reviews on this movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's a girl.
Yep. I mean, it is definitely not politically correct with the LGBTQ plus community nowadays, but that movie was a shock when I was a kid. I think that was honestly the first time I ever saw a trans person. Not even lying. What was fucked
like,
up?
It's like fucking this movie's evil person is a trans person.
Yeah, honestly, that was probably the first representation that trans people really had in a horror movie. When you think about it,
I guess so. I mean, we're probably going to discover way more weird things when we go down this list of movies.
Yeah, well, that fucking series I think had like several sequels after it too. So I'm sure we'll
have five movies.
Yeah, well, we'll get to it eventually, but, you know, another movie that really I remember as a kid is Jason Goes to Manhattan was a weird fucking movie, too.
That was an odd one, for sure.
Yeah, so Jason Voorhees apparently leaves Camp Crystal Lake and goes to Manhattan, and he ends up, like, trying to, like, hunt down these people. And it is just a batshit crazy movie because it's like the amount of bullshit in fucking, you know, New York where they just don't give a shit about anything. And plus Jason not giving a shit about anything. It's a deadly combination.
You know what? For a guy who has no problem killing a lot of people in his way, he shows a lot of restraint when hunting down like these teenagers.
I'm trying to think of another movie. So Killer Clowns from Outer Space is another one, and we're gonna watch that eventually. You know, Cliff Jensen, you know, he recommended that. Might have to get him to call in for that one. But
That would be a good That'd be a good one.
But that is a crazy ass movie because that was all practical effects mostly too. And the fucking clowns, believe it or not, the clowns for that were actually reused for Ernest Scared Stupid. Like fun fact, by the way.
That does sound fun. Now, you know, then you have the Evil Dead movies.
Yeah, the Evil Dead movies. I mean, the original Evil Dead came out in like 80, so really they shot it in the late 70s. But yeah, I guess that technically 80s. And then, you know, Evil Dead 2 is like, you know, the quintessential slapstick horror comedy, and then Army of Darkness, and they all kind of flow together.
Army of Darkness.
But I think Army of Darkness was 91 or 92, so it doesn't really count, I don't think. It might have been 80.
Still a
it
lot might of have practical been effects, though.
Yeah, it was. A lot of practical effects. I actually know Bob Kurtzman, the guy who did a lot of effects on that, so he's a pretty cool dude. You know, just to kind of comment on just the 80s overall, you know, one of my favorite things about the 80s was, you know, 80s horror movies was the soundtracks were always on point. The fucking stories were just so ridiculous to the point where it was always entertaining to watch. I mean, we've watched several now. We watched Night of the Comet. Even though Night of the Comet was kind of a weird, dumb movie, it still was entertaining to watch. And, you know, you got to give the 80s credit. They were very flashy. They were very interesting when it came to their horror movies. Like Chopping Mall was another good one we watched.
Chopping Mall was fun. Yeah. But those 80s movies have the most wild plots.
Yeah, they really do. I always thought that was so interesting. And, you know, and I know we're going to watch a lot more. I mean, we literally have like a list over here on Shudder of like just 80s crap that we're going to probably go through, because 80s horror, you know, is actually one of my favorite genres of all time. Let me kind of take you folks back to, you know, the early 90s when I was a young kid. One of the few things my mom did that was good would take me to this store when I was a very young kid, when I would go see her. And picture this, Nick. It's one of those early 90s video stores that are hole in the wall in a town, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, they got the beads where the porn is.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's one of those places. I'm walking around looking at these different like movies. You know, they had so many 80s movies in there because, you know, it's the early 90s and the 80s still haven't died yet. That was kind of a staple of the early 90s. So I'm like this 4-year-old kid walking around, and I, you know, at that time we didn't have the internet, you know, at all. So like what I remember is looking at the box art for these horror movies from the 80s, and I'm just like, these fucking movies look insane, right?
It was always the box art that drew you in, man. They got creative with that shit.
Yeah, that's actually how I watched that movie Vamp I was telling you about, the fucking one that has Grace Jones in it, the sexual BDSM fucking vampire movie that I probably shouldn't have been watching as a 4 or 5 year old kid, which might actually
you probably shouldn't have been watching that. I mean, my mom was showing me movies like Platoon, Jaws, and probably shit you shouldn't watch as a kid.
Yeah,
you know.
But definitely not that movie. You know, that was around the same time that I watched, you know, that other movie I was telling you about, you know, Night of the Demons that we watched.
Yeah.
That was around the time I watched that movie. That was around the time I watched It for the first time. That was around the time I watched that movie Troll. Like, that was a fantasy horror movie from the 80s. That was also around the time that I watched Puppet Master for the first time, which is a fucking insane movie. I watched so many of those movies. I think that was around the time I watched Reanimator for the first time, too, which is a fucking another insane 80s horror movie. That's what I grew up on, man, was watching 80s horror. That was also the first time I ever saw The Stuff, that movie we watched on the plane ride. That 80s horror movie.
Oh, yeah, that was a great movie.
Yeah. A lot of practical effects in that movie, too.
You know, I love that Greek yogurt turned people into paper mache zombie creatures.
Yeah, that would shatter at the slight touch.
Yeah, they just like not, just punch someone right in the face and have your hand cave right in.
It was pretty wild that time period. I also, another movie that came to mind was Fright Night. You know, we haven't watched that yet. Fright Night is another.
Oh, yeah, we got to watch that.
That's a really good fucking like 80s horror flick.
I always like the 80s vampires.
Yeah, I was also going
to. So random.
I was also going to say we should also watch Lost Boys. We got to watch that one too. That's another good
one. Oh, God. I love Lost Boys.
Yeah. That's a really good... Honestly, 80s vampire movies were fucking violent. The vampires were not sexy in the 80s, man. Like, it wasn't until, like, what? Like, the late 90s that all of a sudden vampires are sexy? I think the Interview with the Vampire actually kind of started that trend, now that I think about it.
Yeah, it started the Twilight romanticization of... The vampire.
Yeah, like back in the day, vampires were not sexy, because even Buffy the Vampire Slayer was originally an 80s flick, right? And the vampires were not sexy in that movie. They were fucking, like, really violent, you know? I mean, we were talking about Fright Night. The vampires in that movie were fucking terrifying looking. Yeah, let's
made those teenage vampire nightmares.
Let's start a new trend. Let's bring back 80s level vampires, please. That's what we need. We need that amount of violence again.
The last bit of badass vampire shit was Lave movies, and that was the 90s and like the early 2000s.
There was another series during the like late 80s and early 90s. It was called To Die For. That was it was very like low budget. It didn't really go. I don't think it went into theaters, but it was really good too. There was another really good series from the 80s called Sometimes They Come Back, and that's about like demons coming back and stuff. And it's that's a fucking crazy series too. Honestly, dude, there's so many fucking 80s movies, like horror movies we got to watch. Another one's called Chud. It's a really fucking weird movie. These like creatures are like underneath the sewers. Oh, you've never seen Critters, have you?
No, I haven't seen Critters.
So Critters is Suburban Commando kind of meets horror, like basically like gremlin-like creatures from outer space. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, you know, and that's another great movie though. What do we consider gremlins? Is that supposed to be like a Christmas movie or a horror?
It's like a horror Christmas movie, I guess. I mean, people do die in that movie, but they kind of die in like a comedic way. So I guess like you could call that a Christmas horror thriller.
I don't like that snowman movie, that Frosty movie. Yeah, Jack Frost. God, that was awful.
You know, I think a lot of those late 90s, like low budget horror movies like Jack Frost, I really think that was just leftover 80s like trash that just wouldn't die. And you know, I'm glad it didn't. You know, we got a little bit of that
excitement there
because there's a lot of practical effects in that movie, man. When we were watching that movie,
oh, yeah, Yeah, they didn't do too many crazy things with that.
You know, really, this episode, folks, is really just us kind of just really romanticized with like how 80s movies just really didn't give a shit. You know, they really went for it. You know, another fucking one that I was thinking about was a movie called Brain Damage. That is a fucking insane
movie.
Brain
Damage.
Oh, we got to watch that one. It's fucking ridiculous. It's about a guy who finds this parasite that latches on the back of his neck, and it gives him this basically this like this juice stuff, and it feeds it into his brain, and it's apparently like 100 times more addictive than like heroin or something like that, and it just makes him have really bad trips that are really fun for him. But basically the creature likes to feed on humans, so he uses him as like a host. They both get into some crazy debauchery.
That sounds great.
Oh, it's great. I mean, that's how, like I said, like I was saying, like that's kind of how a lot of these movies are. They're just fucking insane, but they made up a big part of my childhood. Like I watched so many 80s movies growing up because my mom, and then like my dad kind of like introduced me to a few as well, but my mom like taking me to place was like really amazing, because that's how I got introduced to Nightmare on Elm Street too. That's how I got introduced to Child's Play with Chucky. That's how I got introduced to the Leprechaun movie. These movies, some of them spawn these fucking franchises of like, you know, sometimes 8 movies, you know.
Friday the 13th had so many movies.
Yeah, so did Freddy Krueger's on Nightmare on Elm Street. So did, obviously, Halloween was technically a 70s movie, but it also bled deeply into the 80s, yeah,
the 90s and the 2000s.
Yeah,
it's just kind of,
you know, this is just an appreciation for all those really shitty low budget fucking horror movies from the 80s, but also the middle budget ones and the higher budget ones, because there was just so many fun movies back then.
You know, I think my favorite movies have to be the John Carpenter movies.
That's because the thing, right?
Wave track for everything.
That's
the thing.
Yeah,
like, and John Carpenter, we were talking about music. He makes the synthwave for his stuff.
Yeah, that's a pretty badass director. When you, not only do you direct it, you write it, but you also do the music for it. That's talent. But you know, it's
something else.
It's actually kind of funny. You know, even though RoboCop and Terminator are not technically horror movies, they're tech noir, like sci-fi, like film noir movies, I still think they have a lot of horror elements to it, especially the scene where, you know, Alex Murphy gets fucked up in the beginning of the movie, and then when that guy, gets hit with the acid, oh my God, that was like a fucking something straight out of a horror movie. So sometimes I kind of consider those movies kind of horror, because like the original Terminator had a very different vibe than the sequels. The sequels were kind of silly because it was very dark. It was almost like a horror movie, you know?
Well, that was what I was saying. It's like, I was going to say is that in the first Terminator movie, you know, you're being relentlessly hunted by this hunter killer drone. It's only mission, having to survive this thing that doesn't sleep. And no matter how many times you hit it, it's not going down with any conventional weapons. That's legitimately scary. Especially at the end when, you know, all the skin burned off of Arnold.
Yeah.
And you have the actual like T-1000 exposed.
Yeah.
And it's chasing Sarah Connor into the fucking factory. That was legitimately terrifying for a bit.
We should totally watch some Michael Jackson had Thriller. So that's another horror movie from the 80s, technically, sort of. But I was going to say Peter Jackson. Peter Jackson had a couple of like horror movies in the 80s. One of them was called Brain Dead, and it's fucking ridiculous. So you got to watch those.
Yeah.
We forgot to mention Hellraiser. I mean, those movies are fucking insane too. And then, you know, Clive Barker.
Hellraiser.
Yeah, Clive Barker. He made that movie, Hellraiser, but he also made a movie called Nightbreed too, which is another horror movie. I mean, there's
we got to watch the Nightbreed. I just watched a review on that.
Yeah, and then there's also another movie, you know, that we're not even talking about is Tremors. I mean, Tremors was kind of a scary movie. The first was.
Oh, I honestly, I forgot about Tremors. I thought that was just 90s stuff.
It is mostly 90s stuff, but I think the first one came out in the late 80s, I believe.
Yeah, that is true. That, man, for some reason, I got this feeling that was 90s Kevin Bacon, not 80s Kevin Bacon.
Well, you're right. Tremors, the original Tremors came out in 1990, which is technically 90s, but let's be real, it was shot during the 80s, so it kind of has that 80s vibe to it. This is kind of just like an appreciation for 80s flicks and how they had practical effects. They had a lot of really crazy ass stories. It took a lot of risk, you know. They had a lot of low budget crap that we liked watching. There's a lot that me and Nick have to watch, but this is just definitely a general like appreciation for all these different movies. And be sure to, you know, check out when we do these movies. Tell us what movies you want us to watch. You know, like, let us know what you want to see and what do you want us to talk about. we'll definitely do our best to watch this and digest these crappy, hilariously bad movies as much as we can. But, you know, if you want to recommend good movies, we'll watch good movies too. But, like, we like doing the bad ones the most because they're fun. You know, what's dumb, cool, and weird about the 80s? What's dumb about the 80s is a lot of these movies were definitely overproduced in the 80s, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
they just kept making shit. It was amazing.
It was a crap factory. Yeah, and what was cool about the 80s was they took a lot of different chances with everything, and I really appreciated that about 80s like horror movies, you know? Obviously, the weird, we don't have to go into that. I mean, that's literally just evident with all the movies they made back then from, like, horror movies. They were just weird.
What if we have a bunch of sandworms like Dune? No, but these are horrible and they kill people. So Dune will be in Arizona.
Wasn't that Deadly Spawn you're talking about?
So Deadly Spawn is a 70s movie.
I thought it was like 83.
83, okay. Like, yeah, I guess it was like some alien that just devours humans. Pretty basic stuff, really.
Yeah, I mean, they had another one like that. It was, you know, they did a remake of The Blob in the 80s, and it was pretty terrifying, too.
Yeah, that's another really terrifying concept when you think about it. A blob monster that just digests you.
Yep, pretty much. But yeah,
you can't hide anywhere.
Absolutely, man. But that, you know, folks, this is, like I said, this is just an appreciation for, you know, 80s horror movies, you know, and just how fucking badass and awesome they were. And, you know, as usual, you know, check us out. Check out our links. Comment down below, give us a like, give us a dislike, you know, tell us how much you fucking hate us. Like, we want to hear your feedback, you know?
I mean, if you hate us, it doesn't matter. You're helping out the algorithm.
Absolutely. Just give us that hate and give us that love too. We like the love. But you want to sign us out?
Hey, stay sexy, Atlanta.
Oh, I'm watching an 80s movie, goddammit.
Absolutely.
Thanks for checking out the Dumb Cool Weird podcast. We're a movie podcast now, so Movie Monday is every Monday. About crappy movies from the 20th century. It's gonna be great, folks. I can't wait to show y'all.